Hey, 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 are you ready to start 2017 with a creative bang? Well, that's what this special edition of the podcast is all about, helping you get clear and focused so you jump into the new year with all your engines firing. Hold on, that's what's in store. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. As I record this, it's the week before Christmas, and so I hope your holiday season is going well. So here's the deal with this episode of the podcast. I recently posted 5 videos and 5 worksheets in an Activate Your Creativity 5-part series, all about helping you get clear and get focused in the new year. I recorded the videos on Facebook Live. However, I thought that I would share some of these principles with you here on the podcast. And so instead of just taking the audio from those videos and sticking them in here, I'm going to actually do a more condensed version of the first lesson with this podcast. And I may follow up with the remaining 4, or I'll just provide a link to the videos and to the worksheets that are on my website. In fact, I'm going to do that in the show notes of this, so you can go and watch them all. Or if you just want to consume them here in audio format while you do other stuff, that is cool too. However, I do want you to know that each of these lessons come with a PDF, a single-page worksheet for each lesson. And so even if you do consume this while you're driving or jogging or working out or whatever, I do recommend that you go to the show notes and print off the one-page worksheet and actually do the work of handwriting on the worksheet the old-fashioned way to capture your ideas, because there's some real important things that we go over in this particular lesson. So this first one is all about 3 things you should do before you plan for 2017. I know you're all eager to look ahead to the new year, but before you get too far with that, I want to do something that's even more important and take a look back and do a little quick year in review. So these 3 questions I'm about to ask you actually were inspired by a recent video that Marie Forleo puts out on her weekly Marie TV. She has an awesome YouTube channel, lots of followers, and so I want to credit her for these 3 questions. And also, I want to make you aware that even though these 5 free lessons are available to you to use as you wish, it's all part of and leading up to the launch of a program called Activate Your Creativity that starts, actually it opens up the day after Christmas. This is a paid program, but it's awesome, and it's going to help you get really clear and focused on either finishing a creative project that you've been procrastinating about or marketing a creative project that already exists that you have been a little sidetracked on. So here's the link where you can find out information about that. I'm limiting it to 20 people, too. So if this interests you, please jump on it. Go to this website, getimportantstuffdone.com. Getimportantstuffdone.com. Even though it's called Activate Your Creativity, it's the URL that I have. It'll take you right to the page with information. There's another video there that explains what the whole thing is about. But scroll through that, check out all of the awesome aspects of the program, and then jump on it if it speaks to you. All right, so here is the first question as we do a quick year in review of 2016. This first one involves basking in your accomplishments. So here's the question. What did you do, create, or experience in 2016 that you are proud of? Now, I know for a lot of people, this past year has really kind of sucked. I mean, there are a lot of major iconic celebrities who passed away, you know, Prince and David Bowie, Leonard Cohen, and many others. Not to mention the election and the mind mess that that was. And so let's just put the election on the side. Let's just put everything that was negative about the year off the table for a moment. But I want you to just go through your year, look up your calendar, or go through the calendar in your head if you're doing something else, and just acknowledge the cool things that you did. What did you do? What experiences did you have? What did you create? Did you create events or did you attend events? What were some of the milestone moments of this past year that you may have you know, in the hustle and bustle of life, moved on and forgot about it, not really stopped to pat yourself on the back. So right now I'm giving you permission to applaud yourself, to pat yourself on the back, to take credit for the awesome stuff that you did. And this is important because so often we think, oh God, I'm not nearly as far ahead as I wish that I was. And we have to stop sometimes and realize that we have made progress, even though it may not be to the extent that we had hoped for. But you still need to give yourself credit and congratulations for the accomplishments that you have achieved. So go through your year, print off those worksheets later, and write down as many things as you can think of and remember. Bask in the glow of your accomplishments. You deserve it. Number two. Now we're going to go on the other end of the spectrum there. We've celebrated our accomplishments. Now let's look at maybe things that didn't go so well. What mistakes did you make? And what lessons did you learn that you can leverage? So there's three parts to that question. So let's just not focus on all my failures. We're just looking at results that you got that maybe fell short of what you had hoped for. So yes, let's identify the mistakes, but what lessons did you learn within every failure, within every time you fall on your face or you make a poor decision? There is an opportunity to grow and to change and to make new decisions in the future. So what were those mistakes that you made in 2016? What lessons did you learn? And how can you leverage them? Leveraging meaning learn from them so you don't repeat them. You'll do something different in the new year. So make a list of those things and how they were going to transform you into a more empowered, creative person. Moving along, let's go to number three. What are you willing to let go of? And this is an all-encompassing question, okay? So let's start with, first of all, things. So do you have a lot of clutter in your office or your studio or your workspace? Like me, are you a stacker? Is there stuff that you could clear out, get rid of, sell, to just make space to create and to get stuff done? But beyond physical things, how about projects, old goals, commitments that you're still hanging on to? You know, there's a lot of times when we get excited about a project and we put it on our to-do list or our future projects, and you know, time marches on, you can't do everything at once, and you still got these things on from 6 months, from a year, from 3 years ago are still on your list that are kind of weighing on your mind. Are they still projects that are important to you? Maybe it's time to let go of those things and free up that mental and physical energy to focus on what's really important right now. Are there any relationships or people or partnerships that maybe you have to disengage from that are not serving you? These are important questions to ask too. And most important, as far as the topic of what are you willing to let go of, how about the bogus internal stories that you're telling yourself that you're living by? And believe me, we all have these stories, and they're good and bad. I mean, you can have positive stories too, like, hey, I'm an awesome singer and songwriter. You know, I deserve all this cool stuff. However, I think most people have stories that hold them back, like, I'm not worthy, or this town really sucks, or nobody wants to support original music anymore. Whatever mantra you find yourself repeating and acting from, examine, is that a story that's serving me? If it is, great. But if it's not, maybe it's time to let it go and replace it with a new story. And the new year is a perfect time to start a new story. So seriously, what are you willing to let go of? Things, projects, old goals and commitments, relationships, and the bogus self-defeating stories that you're telling yourself on a regular basis. So those are the three questions that I highly recommend that you ask, and more importantly, answer in detail before you even turn your attention to the new year. Because if you're dragging this old stuff along with you, it's just going to slow you down. So do that quick year in review, and then you can look forward. Again, in the show notes, I'll provide a link to where I have all five of these lessons in both video format and the worksheets that go with them. They're on my music website. too long of a URL for me to state here, so just look for it in the show notes. But since time is of the essence, and since this new program is limited to 20 people maximum, right now go to getimportantstuffdone.com and just check out all the cool things on this Activate Your Creativity program. It's like the most robust program that I've ever offered. It's the most involved I'm going to be in mentoring and coaching people. That's why I'm keeping it small. And so go check that out while spots are still available. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great holiday season. Happy New Year. And I'll talk to you real soon with some more advice about starting the new year with a creative bang. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now.